Quarterback, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively in Salisbury. We're downtown Salisbury. I am being hosted by the mayor of Salisbury, Jake Day. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves play, giving these away for being our contestant today. They will receive free scratch. People have been winning $5 and $10. I had a $20 winner, and I had a $50 winner earlier on the tour. People really win. It's also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation, our friends at Goodwill. Window Nation, 86690 Nation. They put my windows in. You buy two, you get two free. And last but not least, the Restaurant Association of Maryland. I have a feeling these fellows will get together on that. That is September 16th to the 25th, helping small businesses like right here. We're in Mogan's Oyster Bar. The Secretary of Kindness has grilled oysters for us. The mayor is here, Jake Day. We have Carl Anderton here, who made me tell
a lot of stories.
A lot of football stories.
Yeah, man.
Well, he's a stallion. So this guy comes up to me at the Preakness. Well, it's been an hour and a half since I told the story on the radio. This guy comes up to me at the Preakness, and it was 150 degrees in the tent.
She's warm, brother.
Yeah.
She was warm.
I wore a paper-thin shirt, and I'm melting away. And, like, you have somebody here taking pictures.
Yeah.
Hi. And it was just like this, but this was the governor's photographer.
Oh, right. Yeah,
oh, let me put you guys together.
Right. She's even better.
This picture, it looks like I drove in from the Caribbean, you know, on a boat. I'm soaking wet. And it was just awful. And he comes up to me, and I'm just, like, trying to, like, get a drink and cool off. And he's like, hey, man, Carl Anderson from East for Shore, and elected official, and governor, and Jake Day, you're there, and you're coming back, right? And I'm like,
I mean, it wasn't quite like that. Yeah. I don't really, you know, rah, 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 rah. It's more like, hey, Stallions. Man, what's up, homeboy?
That's Carl. That's Carl. Yeah. Oh, it is Carl.
He didn't homeboy me, but he said to me, you know, you were here, and I'm like, how do you know about me over in Eastern Shore? And he said, I watch Baltimore Positive podcast.
Yeah, man.
And you were really proud that I came to Salisbury.
Now, absolutely.
And I think last year I said this to you over Fratelli's. People skip it. And they skip Frederick. Mm-hmm. And they skip Hagerstown. And they skip Cumberland.
Of
right?
course.
They skip all these. Some people skip Annapolis.
But they're missing out.
They're missing out. And I'm Baltimore Positive. And I'll tell people, you come to Baltimore, I can't guarantee you the greatest experience ever. But there are a lot of great things you can experience in Baltimore. And I do them all the time. Mm-hmm. And getting out on this tour and learn. And I want to get to your zoo. I wanted to get here earlier today and be a part of it. But knowing that this guy on the other side of this state, on the other side of the aisle, sees my work, understands what we're trying to do, that's it was very gratifying to me. We're on a professional and personal level. And you said, hey, you want to come back and do this again? And I text you, and the next thing you know, I sort of counted on, I knew we would be doing a day here. I didn't know where or when. And I know you wanted to show off downtown. And I know both of you
absolutely
are really proud of what this is. And
yes,
this wasn't even staged or put together. Like, literally.
Never.
You really do work together and try to get things done down.
Yes, listen, absolutely.
My delegate not only fights for our community and loves Salisbury and loves all the parts of Wycombe County that he represents and does it well, but he's a Marylander through and through, too. I mean, he knows his
own. He told
O's.
Me how much he hated Bob Irsay a minute ago.
And I am in no way surprised that he is a follower and a listener to your podcast.
Well, I appreciate
in no
that.
Way surprised.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not even patronizing. It's more like, there's an impact that I'm trying to make in bringing people and voices together to say, hey, I wonder who the mayor of Salisbury is or who the mayor of Hagerstown is. And I had her, Emily, on. By the way, she told me that people say to her, oh, you're the Jake Day of Hagerstown. She's like, one day I want them to say to
she
you.
She has said that to me.
Never going
to
happen. Never.
I'm sorry.
Never going to happen. This is the original. She's just a copy. And I say it because she's a friend of mine, but she's a Commanders
she's
or whatever fan. So
she is a Commanders fan.
I deserve the right to kind of.
You know, I have to apologize.
I didn't know that about her.
We were supposed to get a donut together, and my wife was on crutches, and we wound up not getting. They have a donut place.
Yes.
Do you know about this place in Hagerstown?
Where they line up.
All right, I left you on, I think we were together like the 11th of August last year, maybe. It's the second week of August. No, you were one of my first, you were like the second or third of August. You were one of my first guests. So it was the beginning of the tour. I didn't make it out to Hagerstown like the 27th of the month last year. We went out there, we were a little tired, we were getting a little punchy, end of the tour, you know. And we love bakeries. We like fresh local places.
We're
always looking for a place like Mogan's or a place like Fratelli's, right? Yeah. There's a Fratelli's out in Middletown that I'm going to get to next year.
That's right.
So the pastry idea was, let's find a donut shop. We saw a lot of donut places, not Duck or whatever. Let's find a local donut shop. So I looked, and when I put in Best Donuts, the one place popped up, 4.9 stars, 5 million reviews. Crumpies. Mm-hmm. K-R-U-M-P-E-S. This is in Hagerstown. It's not even downtown. It's like in a neighborhood in the back of a house in an alley.
Right.
Literally. It's like yeah. literally in a normal little neighborhood. And I looked at Google and it said opens at 7 p.m. And I'm like,
you're thinking it's upside down.
I can't be right. It's just a typo. It's just a typo. I mean,
who eats their donuts at 7 p.m.?
Then I went to their website mm-hmm. and it says we open at 7 p.m.
They sleep in late.
That's Hagerstown.
Yeah, they sleep in late.
We'll have to give Emily a hard time.
I'm glad that I have two sane Marylanders, good red blooded Americans, donut eaters, both of you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. That would say, who would do this? And I thought it's a mistake. And no. I went and had my crab cake at Rick's about 5 o'clock, 5:30. I said, we're going to have a donut for dessert. We went over there at 6:45 and there was a line.
You're kidding.
No, there's a line to get the fresh donuts.
Crumpy's
donuts. It's been there like 80 years. And it's a, is there anything, give me some Salisbury of a place that's a little, I don't want to say weird because you're the mayor and you're, you know, you represent the people, but is there anything
a dessert spot?
Just something that I need to see. The Waterfowl Museum.
Oh, look, the Ward Museum's great. Mm-hmm. Great for kids, especially if you got a family.
What don't I know I need to know about?
But everything. We got lots to share. You already mentioned our zoo, which is free to park zoo, which is a rarity in America anymore. Mm-hmm. But our Secretary of Kindness
The zoo, I want Reagan to hear this. The zoo is free and it's free to park.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Which is
what
a
animals
rarity.
Grace is going to be here. She's going to promote the zoo.
Right. My girls love the sloths.
They have sloths?
They've got sloths.
Six blocks from here.
Spider monkeys. Andean bears.
New bear exhibits.
Wallabies. That's mm-hmm. right. We're working on a new expanded bear exhibit.
Mm-hmm. So the last time I saw you, I lived down at the harbor on the 23rd floor.
Yeah.
I moved out to the Styx. We live above the Loch Raven.
Okay.
Out above the radio station, like
I'd say
we're in remote northeastern Baltimore County, but right. 3 miles from the Beltway. So we have deer, mm-hmm. fox, mm-hmm. raccoons,
yep.
groundhogs, mm-hmm. chipmunks, tons of squirrels, birds. Last night we opened the window because it's so beautiful. Window Nation, by the way, I opened the windows. No bugs in my joint anymore. It's
buy two,
all
get two, right?
Fixed.
You say buy two windows, get two windows free. So if you got a house with four windows,
listen, there
you
Chris, go. You're listening to him.
That's 50% off, right?
So, you guys are
you got your own zoo out there?
Exactly.
I mean, look, still visit our zoo.
You got
your own zoo.
Yes. Have an app on the phone that you listen for the birds, and it'll tell you it's cardinal, blue jay, bluebird. Yeah. Last night, I opened a window and I heard, whoo, whoo. And I'm like, what's that? Whoo!
Did you have to find the noise? The
well, I went to Dundalk High School.
It's a stuttering Bengals fan.
I went to Dundalk High School. We were the Mighty Owls of Dundalk, right?
Nice.
Spotted owl out
really?
right out my window. Mm-hmm. So we have our own zoo, mm-hmm. but we don't have bears.
You might. You just don't see them.
We don't have any sloths.
There you go.
We don't have any bears
and
in Towson.
No spider monkeys in Towson.
Dude, I was out at Deep Creek Lake, and I saw 100 bear signs. And I went to the highest point in Maryland, right out by West Virginia, going up the hill. And I looked at it, and I thought, nah. They got bears there.
And our bears come from South America. Andean bears, Ecuadorian bears.
Mm-hmm. Little guys or big guys?
No, they're good-sized bears, but we do have two little guys. We have newborn twins. So baby bears in there. Come visit them. I'm telling you, it's a good time. And on top of that, after that, we do have wallabies.
We have wallabies,
After that, you got to go down to Ugly Pie. That's a dessert spot worth checking out.
Ugly Pie.
It's a pie mm-hmm. shop. And they do pie crust cookies. They will do any slice of pie you want turned into a milkshake, too.
Mm.
They got a blueberry pie right now?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Man.
I mean, I would have a peach milkshake because I have 100 of those this time of year.
Right.
I feel like some wild Maine blueberry.
Absolutely. Mm. They will take care of you.
Mayor Jake
Just
Day
on the
is
other
here.
Side of downtown.
He's Salisbury. Carl Anderton's here. He is Wicomico County. Puts his office in Annapolis and comes and gives me a hard time at the Preakness. So working together and getting this done here, and it really is beautiful, and I shouldn't say I don't have anything to compare it to. I mean, you're the mayor that I said I always drove through and didn't stop. But I was aware of what was over here mm-hmm. and the Wicomico Civic Center and the college. And mm-hmm. you know, in the 80s and 90s, maybe getting off the road here. But since they built the bypass, and we talked about this last year.
Sure.
I don't say there's no reason to go to Salisbury. You're not going to say that. But if you're on your way, you need to make a reason. And this is why I bring the show down here is to say, hey, what's over there that I never knew about? Today I drove in here, and it's beautiful, modern, clean, friendly, and available. It's right there, right off the freeway.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that cities like ours have a ton of charm to offer. I mean, look, I love the big city. I think Baltimore is great. I love the small towns. You know, we got great small towns on the Eastern Shore, St. Michael's, Oxford, Berlin. But, you know, cities that have a well-rounded set of things to offer, like Salisbury, a zoo, a university, and a downtown with great restaurants, like the one we're sitting in, Mogan's Oyster House. And I think a beautiful streetscape that, thanks to our delegate, our governor.
It's your vision, man.
Well, look, but, you know, vision needs resources.
I mean, you know how it works. You tell me what it is, and that's what we're going to do.
That's what we do, and it takes a team. And the result
Where's
is
Where's the vision from that come from? Like, when you're mayor, you're okay, we have a downtown, we want to make a... Because we deal with this in Baltimore every day, right? Mm-hmm. We have, no offense to your resources and assets, we have ridiculous resources and assets in history,
we're
right?
We're jealous of
and
them.
And a port, and a big city, and people, and sports teams, and all of these modern things, and we're trying to figure out what do we do. I mean, I see Port Covington, if you haven't been to Baltimore in a while, like, it's a city just popping up down
Absolutely.
There. And we're trying to figure out what it's going to be when it grows up, right?
Yeah, right?
But it's a vision that was... nothing before that. This was always something. This area, this has always been
there
downtown.
Was something,
Salisbury,
but it was dead when I was a kid. It was nothing. You know, Mike and I were kids here.
Bring me those oysters, man. Mike's got these oysters.
And it was,
bring them in here.
I
mean,
it was
put
dead.
This in here. Well, what was the vision to bring it to life? And I would say to you, and I would say to anybody out there, and this is no offense to the Secretary of Kindness or the Mayor of Salisbury, my favorite town in Maryland has become Frederick. And driving through there, I'd never really been. And we've now been three different times. And every time we go, we say, we're going to get a room down there and, you know, or Uber or whatever. We're going to spend the whole night there and not do it on the crab cake tour and not do it for
the
lottery
or
work. Just off the grid because we've enjoyed it so much. But off the grid is on the grid for me because if I'm there and having a good time, I want to take a picture and put it up. I want to promote the tasting room. Mm-hmm. I want to promote Idiom. I want to promote Burnish Tonight. I want to promote Evo. That you told me last year, you were the one to tell me, you got to go to Evo. You got to go to the zoo. Yeah. And you inspired me, really. I mean, on the second, third day of the tour last year, I started thinking more about next year's tour.
Yeah.
And the things that I could
do
the next
there
time.
Is a next year's tour.
Well, that's why the brewery and coming to another place and hearing a different story. Mm-hmm. And more than that, updating on where we are. Biden, Trump, the world, sports, the economy, the plague, all of that, right? So a year later, how are we doing down here? How's Salisbury?
Well, here's what I want to point out. Let's go back to Frederick for 1 second. People in Maryland should remember that is a world-class, perfectly executed city. They have done it absolutely perfectly right. And not every community is going to be a world-class tourist destination like Frederick. And I'm so proud of my friends in Frederick for that. But what Salisbury is, the vision, I think, is to take what was an Eastern Shore town that had died a little on the inside and bring it back to life and make it one of the great small cities in America. So that's the journey we're on. So we are on that journey right now. We're not at our destination yet. We got a long way to go, I think. But I'm so proud of the things that we've been able to accomplish together.
So you say a dying city like that. I feel the same way with Baltimore. It's like... Baltimore is definitely it is a diminished version of Baltimore right now versus what we would want, what I remember, what I've experienced working in the city and living in the city for 40 years, right? For you with the vision of here, what is that vision and how do you bring it to life with commerce and shops and open spaces and making it attractive to people in Del Mar to drive down here once a week, once a month for a special event, for a community event, for whatever y'all dream up that's going to get people here.
Well, I spent some time a couple weeks ago with a good friend of mine, Joe Riley. He was the mayor of Charleston, South Carolina for 40 years. And he says it better than I think I've ever heard anybody else say it. And this is what we want to do here. And what we've been working on here is great cities are made of lovable spaces. If people can't fall in love with the spaces, the greatness
That's beautiful.
Never manifests.
I've never heard anybody say that.
It never manifests. Well, there's a reason he did it for 40 years. He did it right. And he's out there, you know, evangelizing on how to do it right. And that's why Main Street looks the way it does now here in Salisbury, trying to build a lovable street. And that's why our town square that we're getting ready to build over here.
Well, you don't have a town square.
We have no center. It's about to be, there's about to be
so
a town square
like
with
back,
a fountain.
It was back to the future.
No,
there's no clock.
No, it's all...
We gotta have a
clock. The
clock
tower's coming.
All right,
it's coming.
All right.
And then you know our Riverfront Games Park and our zoo and our amphitheater, all that stuff. You drive your Kunes Ford. That's right. So all that stuff is creating lovable spaces. And that vision is that we have a center that has enough of those things that people can find diverse spaces to be around, great restaurants to be in, and that will be a space at the center of this city that they want to stick in. Because when I say we were a dying city, we never lost population. We weren't shrinking. We weren't losing jobs. But we were giving up on our center. And if you don't have that heart, if a city doesn't
saying,
have the heart.
Or you're just saying go to Ocean City if you want to do something, or go to Baltimore, right. Somewhere else, go to Dover, somewhere else.
But no longer. Start here.
Mayor Jake Day's here. One of the things I wanted to do was eat and eat more and eat well. I gained 12 pounds last August. I've only gained a pound. I've been doing a lot of yoga this year.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in peak physical condition here. I felt like I needed to get into training for all of this and put the French fries. I had French fries last night. But these are char-grilled oysters. This is a Parmesan, a little garlic on here. Googled great restaurants in Salisbury, this kept popping up.
Yep.
So when I text you and I said, I think I want to do it at Mogan's Oyster House because I looked at it. I Googled the space. I knew this bar would be beautiful.
It is.
And I knew the oysters. I didn't think about eating the oysters, though. So we're having oysters here. We're going to have a crab cake. It's Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Goodwill, our friends at the Restaurant Association of Maryland, and Window Nation, of course. And so for the restaurants like this and making it attractive. I don't know, what was this 20 years ago, 30 years ago?
A bank.
Yep.
And then it became back of house. This was just bank storage and offices on the corner of the main street,
like I'm in
the
New
main
Orleans.
Intersection. So
I feel like I'm in New
it was
Orleans.
It's only like better, though. You here in Maryland still, baby. So
bring me some Remoulade, man, and talk funny to me.
Hold on, I might get that in. We need to get a shot of that.
New Orleans is great for us because, like, it denotes championship. It denotes parade.
Absolutely. Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mayor, for you with the vision down here,
yes,
and what's happened here and the buy-in of people, right? I mean, I remember 1980, 81, Harbor Place opens. The people bought in.
Yeah.
People bought into Camden Yards.
Yeah.
There was a story in The Ringer a couple weeks ago about Camden Yards 30 years later, and it gave me that feeling again, you know, that Rick Sutcliffe. And I know the Orioles did their thing. I was in Frederick that night with the Pirates. Looking back on 30 years and looking back on all that, where is this now in the vision from the beginning? Because it's starting to come to life. Where was this 5 years ago? What's the arc on all of this?
Well buy-in is required in two different ways. First, I think people have to buy in shaping the vision. And so 5, 7 years ago, 5, 10 years ago, we were just beginning to ask people their opinions of what they wanted their downtown to look like. So we developed a master plan. I'm a planner by training, a city planner. That's
so what are the
background.
Top three things that you kept getting out of that? A place we want to go to, right? Uh-huh. It has to be a place you want to go to.
Well, they wanted great restaurants. You know, they wanted places to live in the center, and they wanted beautiful public infrastructure, meaning the street, the roundabout, the amphitheater, things like that, which are now all built. We're part of that visioning process, and we had people participate in the planning of their downtown. And I think that buy-in has led to the buy-in we've seen since, about what you see on a third Friday with the streets packed with thousands of people.
That's
our big, you know, arts market. But also Friday nights in our amphitheater, we have live concerts, packed house for.
I got to come back on a Friday.
You got to come back on a Friday, and I'll tell you,
I ain't coming here on a Friday. How am I going to get the traffic? I'm going to have to come on Thursday.
Come on Thursday. Stay. That's right.
Who the hell drives to the beach on a Friday?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
And then August 26th through 28th, you're going to see what we can really do, which is the National Folk Festival, America's largest and longest running traditional arts festival right here in downtown Salisbury.
It's music.
It has live music,
everything.
Performers, you name it.
It's crazy.
All
fun.
Traditions, yeah. You know, art forms. I mean, everything.
It's not
from,
just folk. I
yeah,
mean, it's,
everything.
It's
from bluegrass, all that.
Bluegrass, yeah. Hula, skateboarding, anything. All
rap?
Sorts of food traditions.
Chris Field rap.
What, go-go?
Do you know his rapper name?
No, tell me. Do tell me.
Oh,
he knows my name. He knows.
It's Cornbread.
Yeah, so you know. Yeah.
Come on.
They all know each other down here. They do, man.
Everybody knows Cornbread.
I'm just happy to be in a place where the Democrats and Republicans at least get along and us
That's
eat
right.
an oyster and
Absolutely.
Hang out and be civil.
Yeah,
know?
Right. I'll bet we could sit here for a while and you wouldn't know who's who.
So you inspired me last year to see more things because I felt like a jerk sitting in front of the mayor of Salisbury and saying, I've only been to the bathroom and like got a milkshake at the Arby's here once in like 1985. You know, like literally. And then you built the bypass road that really kept us all away, right? Mm-hmm. So I said that to you. And reasons to come here and be a part of what's going on here, but the inspiration was stopping and seeing different things and learning about Zoot. Because I hadn't thought about Swallow Falls or Deep Creek when I was sitting with you. And then the whole tour changed, I think, in the beginning. Because I thought it was about crab cakes and talking on the air. And it really turned out to be like finding out what Antietam looked like. Mm. Finding out what an antique store in Oakland would look like. Finding out what downtown... I had no idea if downtown Frederick would look like that. And when I pulled in here today, I had Google mapped it a little bit. And it felt like there was an amazing amount of investment that would be made here. And I don't know, it just inspired me to come back and do it again.
That's true.
The breweries were the jumping off point. Last year we talked and you said to me, Evolution, and you said to me, Burns, and I'd never really heard of them.
Yeah.
I'm not a craft beer drinker by trade, although I love stouts and I've learned to really enjoy these breweries. I've done, today's day 15, 16, I've done 19 breweries
wow.
in the first 15 days. I'm doing two more today. You bragged about that. They are something that's ubiquitous around the state now.
Yeah.
Like, and then something that 20 years ago when you mm-hmm. ran for office in 2005 in Del Mar, there were no breweries in the state. I mean, not certainly not in this way. And I think that they brought a whole different... When I'm in those spaces, the clientele in there, I wonder where those people were hanging out 10 or 15 years ago because it feels very natural. Mm-hmm. They all feel like they've been there 100... Every one of them feels not contrived or conceived, but they feel authentic.
Right.
What am I going to find? When I go here.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. You know, at Evo, Evolution Craft Brewing, you're going to find Maryland's third largest craft brewery, which has great beer. And they just started putting their Jack-o'-lantern, if you like pumpkin beer, on tap. You know, great beer.
I went out beer drinking with my son the other day, and he bought pumpkin ale. I'm like, dude, it's almost July. It's 115 degrees out.
Yeah, but look, they lean
gotta
forward.
Got to get it. It's going to be gone by Labor Day.
That's
it's
right.
Gone,
you got to give the people what they want, man.
That's
I've
right.
been telling you that.
People want it. And then,
you know,
Burnish?
That's going to taste fresh tonight for me.
Oh, it's going to be delicious.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
Burnish is great, big and growing brewery.
Yeah,
Gateway Craft Brewing, which mm-hmm. is about a mile south of
next
Burnish.
Year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. look, Gateway, and then expand just a little bit more. You got Tall Tales, you got mm-hmm. Local. Mm-hmm. Who else am I leaving out? You got a bunch of breweries right here around Salisbury.
I'm going to Cinepoxen at the beach. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Burley Oak.
Yeah,
I'm going there.
Burley Oak owns Local.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to RAR in Cambridge. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Ten Eyck
uh-huh.
on
yep.
Saturday.
Up in so Queen Anne's County.
Yeah,
right?
So I'm making my way through mm-hmm. here and doing all that. But that's another thing that is, there'll be a brewery down here, right? There'll be a downtown brewery.
Yeah, in fact, we got a distillery under construction
I was gonna say,
right
I mean,
now.
This
right now,
screams
downtown.
To me when you build the DeLorean thing over here. That right. So what else is going to be here when this is done?
So we got right down the block. We're working on a steakhouse distillery speakeasy mm-hmm. Under construction with apartments above it. You probably noticed.
We'll be doing the steak and bourbon
tour
there.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you see the building right behind us here being
new high rise?
I didn't
down
right
the block.
Okay.
So there's student housing. So that'll be almost 400 Salisbury University students living right here downtown, two large buildings under construction.
How far from the campus am I right
Only
now?
A mile. Mm-hmm. Mile and a quarter to the center.
And it never snows here, so I could walk.
Barely. One day a year.
You're going to get one snowfall.
Yeah. You can walk. And then right over here on this lot, we've got a town square that's going to start construction after the folk festival. And behind that is another development with mm-hmm. storefront, so shops, restaurants, and housing above that.
All right, because I'm a journalist, I have one gotcha question for both of these dudes.
Do it.
And it came off the street, all right?
Okay.
So I parked right over here next to the Whiting and Turner, okay?
Yes.
And I saw this on Google Maps, and my car, it's my white car right there.
Okay.
So I pull in, and I park, I'm bringing all the stuff in, drove down from Baltimore, 2.5 hours, and I got met by a young, good-looking guy like you. Looked a lot like you, actually, a little younger. Comes up, he's got a WBOC logo on, he's got a microphone flag. And he comes up and says, excuse me, sir, can I ask you a few questions? And I looked at him and I'm like, all right, I'm a journalist. I'm going to
Right, what's up?
Yeah,
you
like,
gave him the man on the street interview?
He was, no. So he said to me, I'm like, dude, I'm not from around. I'm just sitting up here and doing a thing or whatever. And he's like, you see that scooter there? What do you think of the scooters? So he asked me and he didn't
how
do
did
it
I
on,
know?
He didn't do
how
it,
did
he
I
didn't
know?
Do it on camera, right? So I said to him, I told him the truth, and right. I say this on the radio. We had a squeegee shooting in front of my building 3 weeks ago, in front of the place
I lived for nights.
I moved,
yes.
But it's the crosswalk I've walked through more than any crosswalk in my life, right? And there have been squeegee boys down there on certain occasions. I'm very anti-squeegee boy because my wife's had problems and, like, just... There's no other... I don't pull into Salisbury and see squeegee boys or Frederick or Tijuana or Miami.
It's a Baltimore thing.
Right.
And it shouldn't be. And it's not... It's only... I go all over the world. Mm-hmm. So I'm anti it for all the safety... All the above, right? But I always say the biggest problem in Baltimore isn't the squeegee boys. It's problem... It's on certain corners. Should it be there? No. It's those scooters. To me, living in the city, the scooters were by far the biggest news. Bigger than crime, bigger than anything, for that on a daily basis of something that may injure you or injure someone else, or they might get themselves killed, and there's no rules, there's no insurance, there's no accountability, there's nothing. They don't belong on the streets. So I said that to the kid, and he's like, okay. And I'm like, hey, if you want to talk to the mayor and talk to, you know.
Come on in.
Come on in, man.
Yeah.
I said, you know, they're all going to be here. So what, apparently, I heard on the news that this is an issue here. So is it an issue?
I think it's an issue in every community that has them, and which is almost every community in America. They're everywhere. And I say in America. They're all over Europe. They're all over. All over the world. They're everywhere. And so whether it's an issue or not, it's here to stay. They're not going anywhere. The amount of we've seen the reaction.
Boy, that's pragmatic.
Yeah, I mean it is. It is as ubiquitous as they are today. You're going to see more of them. I think you're going to see more entries into the marketplace. So much VC money.
Well, then shut down downtown like Amsterdam and just have everybody on a bike or one of them.
They do,
and to say we're not going to have traffic for these blocks, and this is where you can do it.
Well, and a lot of cities are doing that.
They do that. Montreal,
Paris is doing that. Montreal, a lot of cities are doing. I don't think that's the solution.
Progressive places.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the solution in most cities. I think in most cities it's about education and enforcement. Mm-hmm. Because I mean it's a private vehicle with a private company, and it's a private contract, private relationship between vendor, like Enterprise. Bird is no different from Enterprise renting something to a user, and that user does have liability. They have liability, and they're going to experience that in catastrophic ways. Some individuals who are reckless, careless, they're going to get hit by a car, they're going to get run over, they're going to hurt themselves, falling
off.
What
happens when they run over my ACL and I'm out of work for 8 months?
You can absolutely sue them. Insurance. Absolutely. And you should. And Bird.
I don't want to do that. I want them to not run me over.
Well, yeah.
I want them
not
on the sidewalk.
Well, they shouldn't be on the sidewalk.
Well, yeah.
And that's
we got bigger problems in Baltimore. We got the kids with the wheelies up in your face, the dirt bikes on Sundays.
We got that too. They're all over America too.
Yeah, we got that too. Yeah.
By the way, I went to Annapolis on night two of the tour.
Yeah. Where'd you go in Annapolis?
JD Souther at Ramshead. Mm-hmm. We went to Firm Brewery.
Yeah.
And I had, because I want to brag on things like the Mogan's Oyster House here in Restaurant Week. We went to Hella's in Millersville. Famous Greek joint, big place, nice bar, the lottery, Keno, the whole deal going on. They have a crab egg roll with this red pepper caper dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Feels like you want to put a shoe in it or a breadstick. You can put that on a napkin. Ugh. So that's what we did that night. But we're in Annapolis. We walked down to the bottom of the hill. I invited Governor Hogan on the 30th. He's running for president, so I'm going to have Wes Moore on instead and Costas in. Accountability is everything.
Hey,
so
man, you be nice about Uncle L, all right?
Uncle Larry?
Yeah. Uncle L's like the future of the funk now, all right? So, sorry, just had to get another one in, you know.
Defend the person, not the party, okay?
Right. So exactly. Then I said the person.
Did you vote for Reagan? And I don't mean the hostess. Did you vote for Reagan in the last election? He did. He should have to answer for that.
Right.
But that's not a lie. So, you can't be.
I voted for you. In the last election.
How am I going to do radio with him?
I don't know. You might have to bring him on as a co-host.
No.
The Secretary of Kindness is
she'd be much better. She'd be much better, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
No, I don't know, but you told good rock and roll stories, you know.
Well, you know, we have fun. That's what we do, you know.
Like so anyway, I'm in Annapolis, and I'm down the hill, and I'm looking for the crab cake joint that I thought I was going to have it with the governor. I'll have it with the next governor.
Right.
And we're coming up the hill, dirt bikes. Into the circle at 7 o'clock, and I'm like, oh, I just thought it was a Baltimore thing. You know, and I'm like, 58 dirt bikes in front of Ramsed doing 80 miles an hour at 6:15 on a Tuesday night.
In downtown Annapolis.
In downtown Annapolis.
No, look, and so I've attended various sessions at National League of Cities Conference, U.S. Conference of Mayors Conference about this. One thing that, you know, police chiefs and sheriffs seem to agree on is it's just brilliant. It is the best tactical vehicle. You know, it's small, fast, unregistered, cheap, and you can outrun police, and it's nimble. You can weave between things. It's just smart, which is really unfortunate from an enforcement standpoint and from a community standpoint.
Right. This is where I become a Republican, because my father would have said, shoot them. You know what I mean? Like, literally, that's literally, like, I don't know what the answer is, but tolerance... After living downtown for 15 years and being terrorized and watching women, tourists, elderly, people from other countries on a Sunday afternoon getting terrorized, it's a terrorist tactic.
To the credit of my...
I don't talk about it much, but it's awful.
To the credit of my Republican friends, I think the Republican approach would be not to adopt new laws and create new laws and new policies around them, but rather to enforce the laws that they're breaking today.
Yeah, impound the bikes, arrest them.
Credit to our Republican, Republican friends.
That's not a Republican. That's just common sense.
It is.
I don't want to fill jails, but I don't want criminals on the street.
So right.
That's how I view it in the city.
That's right. But
just take the bikes like you would do any other untagged vehicle.
That's right.
You know, if I drove my car with no tags on it, guess what's going
to
happen?
That's what my parents would have done to me on my bike.
That's the basis of what, as we confiscate four-wheelers and dirt bikes, that's the basis, untagged. Yeah. And that's the tool. There's already laws that exist. We don't need new ones. We just need to be able to find these things, which is difficult, track them down, and confiscate them. That's the only thing that's going to...
I'm glad we're talking real issues here.
We are.
We're going to have the Secretary of Kindness on. Please, have an oyster before I eat them all.
All right.
We're at Mogan's Oyster House. The mayor of Salisbury, good enough to spend some time with us. Jake Day is here. Also, Carl Anderton's here holding the Window Nation hat. He wants to... You know what? Just for him. It's actually for everybody. Our friends at Goodwill, and of course the Restaurant Association of Maryland, encouraging you to visit not just Mogan's Oyster Bar here in Salisbury, but all over the state the week of September 16th to the 25th. We're going to have special deals. Gosh, that's my first two oysters of the month.
Mm. That's a good one.
The last 5 or 6 days, we've gone into a different groove, my wife and I. We're like... Sometimes it's just like, let's just get a crab cake and roll, or hey, let's get a steak with that, or hey, let's get some fried green tomatoes, you know, different things. Now we're like going to real seafood joints, second time around. So the other night we went in, we got the crab cake with the crab imperial and the crab au gratin. And my wife, who didn't eat crab before 15 months ago, got the crab soup too.
Wow.
So we're going like...
Hard.
After it,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
So I'm driving back from the Eastern Shore. Next week we're going to be in Eldersburg on Wednesday, Liber Tories. Friday we're in Westminster at Rock Salt Grill, and then we're with the next governor, better be the next governor of Maryland on the 30th at Costas Inn. Wes Moore will be joining us for breakfast. Appreciate you, bro.
My man.
Thanks for coming up and saying hello.
Absolutely. Yes,
thanks,
sir,
for the fun storytelling.
Thanks for coming back to Salisbury, man. Thanks for taking the time to see kind of what makes us unique.
I didn't even know it was 50-50 Democrat Republican down here. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He taught me this.
Well, it's...
My comic goes registration.
8% greater registration of Democrats, but, you know.
Voting.
But who's counting?
Yeah.
Who's counting?
I love them all, man.
All I do is count the signs when I come by, and it's, you know, it's a little...
Signs don't vote, baby.
Signs don't vote.
I'm going up to Hurlock and getting a crab cake this weekend, and if I have to pass 14 Confederate flags to get there, I'll do it, because the crab cake's worth it. So, people say... A year into this, people...
Listen, you won't find those in Salisbury.
On the way to Hurlock, you will, trust me.
Really? Might, on the way to Hurlock. But you won't find them at all.
14? Wow.
Can I brag on a place on the Eastern Shore? It's been a great crab cake. I'll brag on two. Because people back in Baltimore, they're all like, I'm over on the Eastern Shore. Where am I going to get a crab cake that ain't Ocean City?
Crisfield.
Okay, so I would tell them Fratelli's, or I haven't had Mogan's
yet. Yes, Fratelli's is banging.
Right, but here, right? I mean,
these are going to be amazing.
Ocean Odyssey is a place I stopped. I had two... Exceptional crab. I had great crab cakes at Ocean City. I had great crab cakes a lot of places. Mm-hmm. I had two exceptional crab cakes on the Eastern Shore last year, and everybody pays attention. They all sit up when I say, and they were both highly recommended, and they delivered. Suicide Bridge and Hurlock.
Oh, yeah.
Suicide now, Bridge. I went there. It was the first crab cake of the tour before I met you on the way down, and I just stopped and had it. It was just so freaking good. It was the first one. I'm like, the first one can't be this good, you know?
It's a great place, though.
And I wound up taking my wife back 10 days later because it was that good. I'm like, I want you to confirm how good it was, and it was really good. So I'm going back there this week. It's third time I go through, you know, I'm there for the crab cake.
Right, yeah.
So Old Salties in Hooper's Island.
Ooh.
You know where that is?
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
So you just keep driving. You just keep driving. You just think you're going like the equator, and then you're there.
Yes.
And it's in a little schoolhouse. It's beautiful. So if you're ever on the Eastern Shore, get down here to Mogan's Oyster House as well. Mm-hmm. Get the char grill. That's Parmesan. That's garlic. Mike's going to join us to talk about that. The Secretary of Kindness is here. Jake is here. The mayor's here. Carl's not here anymore. Get out of here.
I'm out.
Go make nice with the Ursae family. He hates the Colts, which means he gets elected down here, which is good. I am Nestor. We are WNST. BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us. We're at Mogan's Oyster House in Salisbury.